Elaborate with me on this book. Jordan Taylor swirled a pre-dinner martini. He drank slowly, contemplatively. The drink was dry and perfect, with only a hint of vermouth.
I do find myself wondering how we're going to get on over the next few months. Professional spinsters are intimidating, and not my favorite companions.
You're not looking for a companion, Jordan, the other man reminded him and plucked the olive from his own glass. You're looking for an expert on American Indian culture. That's what you're getting.
He swallowed the olive.
Companions can be distracting.
With a grimace, Jordan Taylor set down his glass. He was restless, without knowing why.
I hardly think I'll find your Miss Wyatt a distraction.
He slipped his hands into the pockets of his perfectly tailored slacks and watched his companion polish off the martini.
I have a composite picture. Mud-colored hair scraped back from a bony face, thick glasses with 3-inch lenses perched on a prominent nose, sensible shoes to accent her lack of shape, and size 10 orthopedic shoes.
Size 6. Both men turned to the doorway and stared. Hello, Mr. Taylor. Casey entered.